Pardon?
How do you lose yourself?
How why?
How do you lose yourself?
How to lose yourself? Well, to remember the one. That's all. There's no other way out. Yeah. There is something, I don't know whether I've told you all or not. What happens is, there are many techniques. You may have heard the different names of given to different yoga practices. Yeah. For self-denial and fasting and meditating and all sorts of things, you know. It's a process to lose yourself. But in the process, we are reminded of ourselves all the more. But it is helpful. It is helpful. You deny yourself, fast for some time, sit in meditation, sit at one place, and all that sort of thing to remember him. But we lose track of the very fundamentals of why is it so. Baba revealed to us one day. He says, you do anything and everything. Your mind is there. Your mind is like a sponge. Do anything. I see you sitting like this. Immediately the print is there, seeing you like that. Even if you go away, if I recall, but how did I see Linda sitting? It's there. You follow? It's like that. Imprints, imprints. It's so impressionable. Mind is so impressionable. There's no end to it. So what happens is that you do anything and mind is impressed with it. Mind is feeling elated that, well, I have fasted for 40 days. Instead of losing yourself, you are all the more being reminded. Well, I left the world, I have renounced the world and I am going out, you see, in search of God. All the time you are reminded, you are reminded, you are reminded. So, you continue to do that, you strive to do that, then His grace naturally is there to hold you in His arms and then give you what He wants to give you. Your search is fulfilled. But that's not the thing, because we are missing the very fundamental. So what He says is, what needs to be done is to bring to this mind which is used to being impressioned, impressions of the one who is impressionless. I don't know whether you follow it or not. Did you follow?
One more time.
Bring to this impressioned mind impressions of the one who is impressionless. And that's the reason why all religions, time immemorial, we don't know when it all started. It's always, remember the Lord, think of the Lord, read the lives of the great ones, this, that. Why? To imbibe the impressions of the impressionless. Only with So those are the impressions. Hold on to His feet. Hold on to my Daman, Baba says, all the more. Cling on to it with both hands and all. Why? Get the impressions of He is impressionless. This is so true. So when you imbibe impressions of the impressionless, what happens? These are the impressions of the impressionless one that will uproot all the impressions that are there in the mind. Yeah. That will nullify. Only impressions that will nullify is not your renunciation, not your fasting, not your losing yourself, you see, in wandering and all that, or going on pilgrimage or anything, nothing. Time and again, remembering Him, bringing before your mind's eye His image that is without any impressions. They are impressions too, but they are impressions bereft of impressions. So they uproot the impressions. That's why hold on to His feet, time and again hold on to His feet, remember Him, remember Him. That's what it is. Yeah. Why do we pray to the Lord? The Lord who is without bereft of impressions. Praying is imbibing the impressions of the impressionless, one who is not impressioned. That's how it is. That helps us a lot. To the nth degree it helps. Yeah.